never came the day. And crooked shapes of terror crouched in the corners where we lay. And each evil sprite that walks by night before us seemed to play. They glided past, they glided fast, like travelers through a mist. They mocked the moon in a rigadoon of delicate turn and twist. And with formal face and loathsome grace, the phantoms kept their tryst. With mop and mow we saw them go, slim shadows hand in hand. About in ghostly round they trod a saraband. And the damned grotesques made arabesques like the wind upon the sand. With the pirouettes of marionettes they tripped on pointed tread. But with flute of fear they filled the ear as they grease the mask they led. And loud they sang and long they sang, for they sang to wake the dead. Oh ho, they cried, the world is wide, but fettered limbs go lame. And once or twice to throw the dice is a gentlemanly game. But he does not win who plays with sin in the secret house of shame. No things of earth's antics were that frolicked with such glee to men whose lives were held in gyves and whose feet might not go free. O wounds of Christ, they were living things, most terrible to see. Around, around they waltzed and wound, some wielding smirking pearls, with the mincing step of a demi-rap, some sidled up the stairs. And with subtle sneer and fawning leer, each helped us at our prayers. The morning wind began to moan, but still the night went on. Through its giant loom, the web of gloom crept till each thread was spun. And as we prayed, we grew afraid of the justice of the sun. We were as men who through a fan of filthy darkness grope. We did not dare to breathe a prayer or to give our anguish scope. Something was dead in each of us, and what was dead was hope. With sudden shock, the prison clock smote on the shivering air. And from all the jail rose up a wail of impotent despair, like the sound that frightened marshes hear from some leper in his lair. And as one sees most fearful things in the crystal of a dream, we saw the greasy hempen rod hooked to the blackened beam, and heard the prayer, the hangman's snare, strangled into a scream. And all the woe that moved him so, that he gave that bitter cry, and the wild regrets and the bloody sweats, none knew so well as I. For he who lives